AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozdel. British and U.S. officials now say they have information suggesting the Russian jetliner that crashed in the Egyptian desert may have been brought down by a bomb. Foreign policy analyst Clint Watt says with the latest clues, investigators will be working to identify everyone who was on or near the passenger jet.
I would expect them to really look now to see who was on the aircraft in terms of the passenger manifest that might have been the delivery person for the device, or was there some sort of vulnerability at Sharm el-Sheikh Airport where a maintenance person or some other person with access to the airplane actually planted a device on there.
Forensic evidence from the blast site, including the airplane's black box, is still being analyzed. Fox Lake, Illinois residents are still trying to come to terms with the police announcement that Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz, hailed as a hero when found shot to death in September, staged his suicide.
No, I sat on Route 12 for an hour and a half watching motorcycles and Jeeps, and I feel like how deceiving for this to happen. There's got to be more to it. There's so many people that cared about this guy, and he cared about so many people.
Authorities say Glinowitz had been embezzling money from a youth group he oversaw and felt he could soon be exposed. Authorities say a male college student who burst into a morning class at a California university with a hunting knife may have killed his intended victim, if not for the heroic intervention of a construction worker who ran into the room to break up the attack. Dorothy Leland is chancellor at the University of California, Merced.
The suspect fled the scene, was pursued by two police officers, and was ultimately shot and killed.
A Las Vegas jury has decided a 29-year-old self-styled pimp should be sentenced to death for killing three people by opening fire into a moving vehicle along the Las Vegas Strip in 2013. This is AP Radio News. Mexico's Supreme Court has ruled that growing, possessing, and smoking marijuana for recreation is legal under the right to freedom. At this point, the ruling covers only the plaintiffs in a single case. An injectable drug from GlaxoSmithKline will now be available to treat severe asthma attacks, the FDA clearing Nucala for some patients 12 and older. At the Country Music Association Awards in Nashville, Luke Bryan won the Entertainer of the Year Award. Chris Stapleton won three awards, including Male Vocalist, New Artist, and Best Album of the Year. Glenn Frey has to take it easy because of health issues he's dealing with. The Kennedy Center in Washington has announced it will not be honoring the Eagles at the annual Kennedy Center Honors in December. The band will instead be honored there in 2016. I'm Sandy Kozdel, AP Radio News.